Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Go ahead. Test yours.
Are we on?
Yes, that's why I'm testing it.
Well, don't you normally, aren't you supposed to test it when you're not on? And you test it and then you're like, okay, levels are good, let's get going.
That's how the real people do it. But we do things the way we do things.
We're not real people.
We are up and running, folks. We are up and we're running to do our newest and our latest version of the My Wife Hates Me podcast with a whole new platform.
We're the second best husband and wife.
We are the second best husband and wife.
Comedy team.
That's what I heard, next to
two other people who
Tom,
don't know.
Tom Segura.
And Christine.
And Christine. Christine something. But I've never met either of them, but I've heard nothing but good things about Tom Segura. So,
well, we will say this. We'll,
what?
Anytime they're ready to take us on in tennis.
We'll play them in tennis.
We will play them in tennis.
And we'll also play, I'll play him in golf, one-on-one in golf. What can you do one-on-one against her?
That's not our thing. Is he suddenly turn it into like, also I'll play people in golf. Our thing is we will play any comedy
couple
in tennis. That's the thing. Not like
I can't have
suddenly,
a separate thing.
No. You're just muddling it. You're muddling it.
I'm not muddling it. I'm adding other options in case they don't play tennis. What happens if they don't play tennis? But
also,
they still
if you're not in comedy, I will go for coffee with you. Should we just start doing that? Just start doing anything?
No. But what I'm trying to say is they might want to...
Also, if I favorited over 6 of your tweets, I will let you touch my butthole.
I've been with you 10 years and I can't even touch your butthole.
Yeah, because I don't trust you. I'd let you touch it, but I don't trust that you're just going to touch it. You always want to... Take things too far.
What do you mean by touch it? Can you enter your butthole?
No.
Then what's the sense of touching it?
Because it's sensitive on the outside.
Not as sensitive as you are on the inside. Okay, so we are not the best comedy couple anymore. We were for a while.
I think out of the gate we might have been. We were good at one point.
I could see why certain big podcasters would jump off the Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane bandwagon.
Why?
Because
getting too close to their territory.
That
I know you're in your mind. You're like already like formulating it in like some. It's not just about like preference. It's we're threatening.
No, we're a one-trick pony, and they're tired of it.
Oh, I agree with.
But.
Like, so, I think we should stop doing either the podcast or the radio show.
No.
Well, like, doesn't it feel like we're beating a dead horse, which is the dead horse being our marriage?
No, because one, the radio show is completely different. We have guests. We take phone calls.
I know, but I feel like I don't have anything more to offer. I've done it all.
Yeah, but we don't talk one-on-one on the radio show. It's not me and you. It's me and them and you and them and me and you and them. Okay, here it's just you and I, or me and you, or just us.
But we don't like fighting anymore. We still fight, but it's just, it's always so, people always ask me, you know, do you think it's a good therapy for you guys to do the podcast? And of course, you would think that it is. People always think like, oh, if you talk things out, it's better. But for us, we do better if we don't bring up issues that bother us. We need to stuff down more.
Do we?
Yes.
Who were you seeing at CrossFit?
What are you talking about?
What's going on at CrossFit? Because you leave, you sneak out with your lunchbox.
Lunchbox? What are you talking about?
You bag
about?
A little lunch and you...
A bag of lunch?
Go to CrossFit and come back 2 days later. Something's going on. Oh, CrossFit doesn't last for 2 days.
Well, it's a cult, you know.
So, anyhow, no. I mean, I could see that we're not number one, but we'll win back. And don't think...
Maybe we needed this to jolt us. We needed a little competition.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Now,
with this other husband and wife. I've never listened. I would like to listen because they're probably actually, they probably talk about stuff.
Well, I don't know if they have a podcast.
They do have a podcast. I do know that.
No.
Yes.
What's their podcast called?
I don't know.
No,
but they probably are funny. They're probably like, they talk about things. They're funny. They're probably like a couple that gets along. Do you know what I mean?
That's disgusting.
Like, he's probably like, that was great. That was hilarious. Isn't she funny, folks, anyway? So we're going to be a here, there, whatever. You know, it's not like us. We're like, ugh, shut up. You know, that's got to get on people's nerves.
What?
Let's try to be more positive.
What do you think would get on people's nerves more? Us or, hey, that was great. I'm not saying that's what they do.
We don't know that's what they
do. We don't know what
they
do.
But I do. I don't see other couples being as mean to one another as you and I.
We're not mean. We're funny.
I think lately we've gotten away from the funny a little bit.
No.
And really honed in on the mean.
No.
Yeah.
No. I would like...
Yesterday, or no, whatever day it was, Tuesday night when we did the radio show, I said... you tricked me into doing this radio show, and you said, you tricked me into marriage. And our guest went, like,
our guest was 16.
Shut up. That's
She's
mean.
Young. She's 20.
She's 27 or something.
Yeah, that's young. But
still.
Really, you think that's a mean thing?
I'm just saying, if it shocked her to that degree, some of the other things we've said must be pretty...
What I would
horrifying.
Like to do.
I'm not getting mad at you for saying that. I hope you know that.
I would like...
I love everything you say. You see what I'm doing? I'm doing the positive.
I would like to see... I would like Tom Segura.
I don't know.
Tom Segura.
Do you know how to spell it?
S-E-G-U-R-A
or something?
No, there's two G's.
No, no.
Yeah. Look them up. I would like them...
to play us in tennis, number
well,
one.
Well, one, play us in tennis. They're already running from us in tennis.
Yeah, they're not... like. Answer the call.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can't believe.
We'll probably find out like she's like fucking seated or something.
Look him up. I would like to sit in on their podcast and observe what they do. Why?
I'm pretty sure I've met him before. Or
Look, I've heard of him. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
And 100% he's heard of me. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm Rich Voss. Guaranteed.
Do you ever run into people that have never heard of you that are
unless they're open micers, not headliners?
But isn't it like weird
if they're an open micer?
Segura, it's only one G.
Okay,
there, that's what he looks like.
Yeah,
See now, Christina Pazinski. I've met her too.
Let me see what she looks like.
She beats me all over the place.
What do you mean in
you,
looks?
You and him might be on par physically in looks.
Oh, she's smoking.
But she is.
She's way better than you in looks. What's her name? Christina
Pazinski.
No, you know what? She's younger, probably, but she's not that much better looking than you. You're like sexy. You got to admit, I got a better look than him.
He's a very... It's a specific sort of Brooklyn-y kind of look. But
that's
you're getting the Brooklyn-y. Brooklyn look.
That's
now
not a Brooklyn look. He's from Cincinnati, which I like Cincinnati because they have Skyline Chili there. Even though I don't eat red meat, I still get a three-way with spaghetti, onions, and cheese. Okay.
See, this is the kind of stuff I bet they don't do on their podcast.
Tom Segura.
I bet they're like, "Hey, how are you?" And then they have like a joke about it, and then like she probably has like lists of things to talk about. She's like, "Let's get to the Ted Cruz is running for president. I hate him. I think he's an idiot." And then he like has a joke, and then she like adds on to his joke about it.
This guy's got a lot of. He's got a Netflix special.
They probably have like a politics section. They're like, "Now it's time for politics with Tom and Christine."
Look at this. Watch Tom on How to Be Grown Up. See,
he's on the same show as me.
Oh, yes.
I'm on. That's the show that I just got cast on.
Okay. So maybe you could get some inside information from him, you know, like a spy.
They said they already had a husband and wife on the show.
Oh, that's probably
them. That's them.
Oh.
Remember, I tried to get you on the show.
Oh. He has a Netflix special, which is good.
Oh, shit. We're also they're beating on us.
No, they're not
really
beating
us.
He seems like, I mean, obviously he's a,
But you know what? The thing is.
An established.
They're standing on our shoulders, Rich. They're standing on our shoulders.
They're using us to get
ahead.
We
opened the door to the husband and wife podcast.
Because Stiller and Mira or...
They didn't do a podcast. And also, Stiller and Mira were an actual comedy team.
Okay.
Which we're not. We were the first husband...
Well, we don't know how long they've been married. They've been...
Look it up. It's you got...
I'm not looking up their marriage. But I hear nothing but good things about him. So that's all I know,
since 2008 they've been married.
They've only been married for 6 years? Look at that.
Yeah, we're totally beating the shit out of them.
In marriage.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
How many do I have? 53,000. He's probably got about 100.
He's got 45. You're winning in Twitter. You're beating him in Twitter.
I'm beating him in Twitter.
Yeah, let's see what
she has. I'm not competing with him because I don't know him, but I already like him.
You don't know that you like him.
He seems like
you don't know.
Like,
she's from Canada.
Holy Jesus!
What the fuck?
They are.
What the fuck?
This
guy. It's like they looked at us on paper and they said, "You know what? We can do this."
Unbelievable.
He went out. He found a Canadian. What a piece of shit.
And then they slither in.
And she's a writer, host, and TV personality.
Wait, they slither in under the radar into Rogan's, crew. You know what I mean?
She's not that much younger than me. I will say that. She's a lot prettier, but...
She's not a lot prettier. She's good looking. But I think I'm better looking than him.
It's a different kind of. He's got that sort of like teddy bearish.
Are you saying he's even in my category? You're at what?
You just said about her. You're like she smokes you. She's way.
I
better.
Didn't know. Then I backed up and said, "You are as good looking as her. You're two different looks on a 1 to 10."
Boom! I'm beating her on Twitter too.
But I'm not competing with them. I'm just wondering
why
they stole our identity.
Look at that. Go.
I bet you know what?
Christ.
I bet you their podcast is called My Wife Loves Me.
I don't know.
You know, all
this. Your Mom's House. That's what their podcast is called. Your Mom's House.
Oh.
I don't get it. I'll be honest with you, Christine and Tom, I don't get it.
You don't get that.
Your mom's house? Huh? You live there? I don't know. You doing it out of her basement?
What I would like to know is, this is what I would like to know. Have they taken our identity?
Their last podcast.
What?
Was Wednesday, March 25th.
That's yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it's undeniable now. Wipegate is taking the world by storm, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. Straight from a brown. They're talking about shits, which you don't like. You don't do.
Talk about what?
They're talking about how you wipe.
I don't do
plus a song that will blow you away, dedicated to your mothers. They write songs.
Oh, they're fucking talented.
Oh my God. They're like, they're like,
they do it all.
They're probably like laying in bed at night, like, you know what we should do for the podcast tomorrow? And we're like, ugh, we have to do a podcast tomorrow. Well, how better than us.
No, how long have they been doing our podcast though?
I don't know that.
We've been doing this for over, you know, two. We've been doing this.
Well, now that we've talked about them, like, so long, half our listeners. You, if you're dying for an actually entertaining husband and wife team.
I would have to go with Tom Segura. Am I saying it right? Segura?
I don't know. Segura?
Segura.
Segura.
I would have to say.
They don't have very pronounceable last names. I will say that. McFarlane Voss, that's easy.
Yeah, you know what? Let's give them, you know, we should help
them
out.
They should change their names.
We should give them some pointers.
Yes,
since
okay.
we've been doing podcasts a lot longer.
Well, how long have we been doing our podcast?
Oh, probably about 160-something episodes.
Well, their last one, what did I say? It was 125?
See how many podcasts they've done. We've done over 160. So
286. They're on number 286.
They've done 286 podcasts?
I don't know how it could be.
No. Then they're probably doing more than one a week. It doesn't seem right that they have done. I think they got married just to do podcasts.
They do it every day?
No. Do they?
This doesn't make sense.
It can't, because he travels. So does she, I'm sure. He goes on the road.
Mo Mandel. They have people on their podcast.
Mo Mandel.
Sam
Remember
Tripoli.
When he opened for us up in San Francisco?
Yeah, he's doing great.
He's a good guy, though.
Everybody's passing us.
No one's passing us.
I don't know if that's...
Mo Mandel, remember he gave you pot? Took you outside at the Punchline? Another club that doesn't use me? Go ahead.
Maybe these are just little clips.
Okay, let's...
That they put up, like, from each podcast. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I think we should help them out as much as we possibly can, being that we're veterans at this.
They started in, it looks like, in 2014.
Okay, well, we started. Here's what I don't want to happen for them.
I will say this.
I don't want this to happen.
If they play us in tennis and we win, I think the
loser has to quit their podcast.
Oh my God, I might throw the game. No, I mean, we have to, like, you have to give it to the other person. They're the better husband-wife team.
This is what I don't want to happen to them, because this could happen.
What,
you know,
a divorce?
No. They're all excited now that Rogan is, you know, Rogan's
behind them.
Behind them. And they're like, guess who loves us? Rogan. Mm-hmm.
But if we move to LA tomorrow, we would be.
But no, but here's the thing.
Is that what you're going to say?
We see.
I don't know what's going on.
We see that Rogan can drop you like that quickly.
Yeah, because Rogan he was all up our ass for a little while.
He liked
loved
us.
It.
He liked us. Well, now we're starting to sound like the fucking Sklar brothers. He liked us. He loved us. Go ahead.
Really was into us. Enjoyed
loved
us.
Us. He liked us.
Like we were peanut butter and he was jelly.
We were like Team Rogan. He was Team Voss, McFarlane. But we probably could have said something. He goes, I'm done with them. That's okay. People get done with things. People get tired and bored, mm-hmm. and they move on. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. I buy new golf clubs all the time. And I don't need them. I don't need them. I have G10s and G15s. I traded in G10s and got G25s. My G10s were perfect. I didn't need 25s. But you get bored and you move on. And that's what happened.
And that's what our listeners are doing.
That's what happened.
They're getting bored.
No.
And they're moving on.
Rogan, who said, you know, I like that McFarlane Voss, he helped promote our movie. And we thank him for all the things he's done.
I will say this, and look, Rogan is a pretty straightforward, down-earth guy, but he's still in the Hollywood business. And when you're sitting in the studio with someone, you say, hey, you're the number one. If we were sitting in the studio with him, he's not going to be like, I like you guys, but I like this other team better.
He might.
No, he's going to say, you're the number one.
Huh?
I'm not trying to take anything away from Tom and Christine and their Your Mom house in podcast. The basement podcast.
Look, I'm not going to take anything away from Tom, even though he went out and
copied us
and found a lady from Canada like I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Then did a podcast.
Shaped her into the necessary.
Okay. I have nothing against that. You know, it's
we're winning in Twitter.
Okay.
And we're winning in tennis.
Okay.
You might be winning at the podcast, but we are.
We're
still hanging in there. We're holding strong.
What about you can't count Facebook. Let's go back to MySpace and see how many people, if we have to.
I mean, just I picture MySpace, I think of it as like overgrown lawns and, you know, like somewhere in like Detroit. Those neighborhoods where everyone's just moved out of their houses and then left them to rot.
I think when you click the first thing when you click on when I think of MySpace, you see a face with tattoos on it and a big gold tooth. That's the first thing you see. Like, who's that rapper? Like Little whatever or whatever. Or, I don't know, the one whose face is all tattooed.
Oh my god, I need more.
His face is tattooed. In jail, in and out. Little.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I just see MySpace as look
rough.
I see Facebook as a little bit quite pussyish compared to MySpace.
Well, Facebook is you know, it's like mom's world.
If it came to like their podcast. That's what you just called. You just trashed subconsciously. You went after their mm-hmm. podcast, and there's no reason for that. They did nothing to us. They're just mining.
Except copy our lives.
Okay.
Oh, you ever heard of single white female? This is a coupled up comedians.
Do you think we get tickets and fly to LA and confront them?
I think we should. I think we should get a camera and break into their mom's house while they're doing their podcast.
I mean, go there with like a news crew, you know, like one of those.
Did you steal our lives?
I think we can get the guy.
You steal our lives?
I think we can get that guy from What Would You Do?
Yeah, what would you do
if you had a podcast? If you worked hard, if you went to another country to meet somebody and marry them, and you finally...
You didn't go to another country to meet me.
Okay, if you met somebody from another country, but then you flew there to get married in her country, have the wedding there, okay? And
did they get married in Canada? You know, did they go the full distance? I don't know.
We did.
Did she need her green card like I did? We don't know the whole story.
Okay.
Maybe she married for love.
What?
That would make it a little different.
What would you do?
What would you do?
If. And then we take.
Have you ever thought your neighbors are doing exactly what you're doing? Did it make you angry? Well, what would you do if a couple stole your entire identity and started a podcast just like yours?
Do you think she's ever cried on her podcast, on their podcast?
I can't imagine. It seems lighthearted. Like, I just imagine, I don't know, but I just imagine them as loving each other and fun. And like when one's talking and the other one interrupts, they go, oh, I'm sorry, you go ahead. It's like that. It's not like us. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm leaving this podcast. You know what? Find someone else. Get married to a fucking asshole man if that's what you want, you know?
Who's saying that? Get married to an asshole man?
I'm saying it to you because it's like, that's what I think about. Like when you're mean, I'm like... Or anytime that I'm actually like girly, you're like get so angry about it.
When have you been girly?
When I get my period.
You're not girly. Okay. You've been looking girly lately. You've been looking, you know, you wore a dress the other day.
Yeah, I had to like.
You know what's going to
kill? I bought a skirt.
You know what?
I bought a skirt. Ladies and gentlemen, I bought a skirt and I got me a spray tan also.
This is what's going to happen.
What?
This is what's going to break the camel's back. This is what's going to throw us over the edge.
Do you have one more fucking...
We're going to turn on the radio.
And this is the stone that gets the two birds. This is...
How many are there? Is there other ones?
What, cliches?
The straw that broke the camel's back. That's pretty much it. I can't think of any offhand.
I don't know.
This is what's going to push us off the edge.
Uh-huh.
This is what's going to send us off the edge. Is that so? What's going to tip us?
This is what's going to push the envelope. We're going to get out of the box.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
This is what's going to try.
This is what's going to make the flowers
wilt.
I'm
going to call Opie and say, Bonnie and I want to come into studio tomorrow. And Opie's going to go, no, we have a...
Oh my God!
Tom Segura.
We won't know. We'll just listen. We'll just turn it on. We get in the car, turn on, and it's like he's laughing. You got? Why don't you have a show? They'll be saying to them, yeah. "Why don't you guys have a show? You're terrific. There's nobody else like you." If you heard that, wouldn't you fucking slit your wrist? Nobody else like you. Guys are funny. You're witty, you're quick with one another, and you know what? The love really shines through.
This is what's going to, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. Like, everybody's going to turn on us. That, like, next thing you know.
Like, we'll start trying to be like, we were first. And we'll be like, shut up. Like, we're like some fucking trolls.
I know. Like, you'll see, like, Rogan and Opie and our manager and
all
our
the doors
production,
just closing on us.
Our production company having dinner together.
Yeah, we walk by a restaurant, we see them in there.
We're going to be...
Our manager lets us go, and then we see him walking into Letterman with those two.
We are like fucking Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places after he fucking... He lost everything. Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
When his social club closed the door on him and all the credit cards. We are Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places compared to this new couple.
Oh my God.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to dye my hair blonde.
What are we going to do?
And let's get rid of the kid. If they have a kid.
They're going to have twins.
Oh my God.
Twins.
The cutest little toe-headed twins.
They're
going to
have
them.
Twins. They're going to have twins. Okay. He's going to get his arms tattooed way better than mine. Much better. Like brighter colors and stuff.
Like everywhere we go, it's just like, you know, we're just done. And then you can see them in there laughing, everyone loving them.
Yeah, like we walk past a restaurant, like Caroline's. We walk into Caroline's and we have to pay to get in. And, you know, we're not allowed to walk through the kitchen to the dressing room anymore because they're back there. Everything, it's all
Tuesday night, 7 to 9. Eastern Standard Time.
Sirius XM.
It's the Tom and Christine Show, taking your calls live. And they're like this to every single person. I hope that helps. And the person's like, oh my God, thank you so much. You've helped me so much. And they're like high-fiving across the table.
Oh, and they have real guests.
And like, they're not mean to anybody, but they're still really funny. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like those people, like they're just slick, you know, they know what they're doing, and they wink at one another, like, you know, they know that they're gonna have some fun with the other one. They give them a wink to let them know, don't take this personally.
And all you and you see us being thrown out of the Sirius building by bouncers,
we're yelling,
both of us.
That's our show.
And they we're literally,
and they get passes
out
right away. We still have to fucking sign in every time.
They get passes.
They get their passes sent to their house.
Like, you can't only get passes on Tuesday and Thursdays at Sirius, but they can get them any day.
Any day. They walk in, people are like, look who it is.
Yeah, and then Adam from TF.
He's probably like, I know he's a little, like, low-key, but he's not mean, I don't think. And then she's probably, like, super outgoing and nice, and everyone loves her. Like, Christina's coming! Like, you know, I never get that face. I never get that face where it's like, look who's here! It's always like, oh, shit. Bonnie's gonna fucking destroy us right now.
And then, you know what else? Then when they walk out of the Sirius building, Adam from TMZ is really gonna get them on TMZ.
Instead of
Harvey. Harvey's gonna go,
I love this couple. They're great.
Look how nice
she's
they are.
So fucking hot. Everyone's like, she's so hot. She's too good for him.
We're going to go to the cellar. We're not even going to be allowed at the back.
You're like kind of laughing about it, but it's hurting me inside. It really is. Like, I didn't know I wanted this until right now.
We're going to go to the cellar.
I'm going
to
start doing the best fucking podcast, the best fucking radio show. I'm going to put effort in now. What about that Ted Cruz, huh? Running for president.
Let me tell you what's going to...
Let's do some topics.
Let's
show them we can do topics.
Let me tell you the last thing that's going to happen that's going to push us over the edge. We're going to be beaten down. We'll go, all right, let's we'll
no,
regroup.
No, I don't want to hear the last thing.
We're going to regroup. Let's go down to the nail in our coffin.
Oh, I thought
this is the nail. Let's go to the cellar and fucking we'll have somebody to eat. We'll hang out with. And we're going to walk to the cellar. They're going to be at the back table. We're not even allowed to go back there now.
Oh, yeah, they stop us. Can I help you guys?
And they're going to be sitting with everybody just laughing.
Keith, you hear Keith's laugh ringing out.
Keith Robinson laughing loud at them. And fucking Rock's going, where have you guys been?
Rock puts him in a movie. We've known Rock forever. By the way, we forgot to say him last podcast.
Oh, we didn't bring up Chris Rock's name last podcast? So we'll, twice, this one. Chris Rock.
He makes a whole movie for him. I've never known a husband and wife team, you know.
Couple. Esty throws her right on, says you want to do a spot to her.
Yeah, Esty's like early spots to her whenever she wants. You're the greatest.
Yeah, you want to do a spot? Let's see. What else? Then, you know, I'm going to see him and Dove comparing tattoos. You know, it's really, this is
Marina's walking around like we're Tina Fey and Amy Poehler with her. That's what we say about each other.
Yeah. Gary Goldman's going to hug them instead of, you know, hey, you guys are my favorite.
No, he's going to be like walking and you think like, oh, he's coming over to hug me. And then it's like right there. He stands up out of the booth. Tom and he gives Tom a hug. You're like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Russ Manee says, do you have anything you want me to write on?
You know. He'll write for them for free. That's how much he loves them.
Yeah. It's all, I'm telling you. This
they make a movie. Women are funny, and it's just like so much better. Oh my God. It's in theaters.
He has a 142 IQ. He's 142 IQ. Oh, we are fucked. We're done. How are we going to do this? We have to reinvent ourselves by the end of this podcast.
I'm changing the title of my book.
What?
To You're Better Than Me, Tom and Christine.
my new special I'm going to tape, I'm going to call it I Wish I Was Tom. Oh, I'm a mess over this. Just Dan Aykroyd and Trading Places. Wow. We're done. Maybe we'll just start doing summer stock somewhere.
Well, I mean, I would say like, we try to do something different, try to do something new, get into some other photography or...
Did you see that fucking...
Painted?
Did you see that painting Felicia Michaels did on fucking... How fucking 1 year she's been painting?
That's, I know, it seems crazy.
No one could paint that well after 1 year. You can't be that talented.
I thought about that a long time, too.
I'm looking at this fucking painting.
But what? Like, Felicia's not a liar.
No, I'm no, but I'm just, obviously, I wrote, she's like a painting headliner in 1 year.
No, in my mind, I was like, she's lying at first. And then I was like, no, everything I know about Felicia Michaels, she's not a liar.
In one fucking year.
Go to Felicia Michaels' Facebook page and just look at that painting.
It's unbelievable. In 1 year.
Okay, all right, we get it. In 1 year, people are better than us. I get it.
Even Felicia. I bet you Felicia's going to draw a portrait of Tom Segura.
Oh, she never fucking marries some fucking comedian. We're done.
What happens if she starts doing comedian portraits? And we want
she'll
Felicia.
Do Tom and Christine number right away. They'll
she'll
get
use
one.
That in her pamphlet. That'll be in her
That'll
pamphlet.
That'll be the cover of her pamphlet.
To get other... That painting was unbelievable how good it was.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've made...
It's a little braggy to put it up on Facebook.
No, it isn't. Something like that. What, you put your movie up there, didn't you?
All right. You got me on that one.
Okay. I put CDs
I'm just
up
a little,
there.
I'm still, like, before it was funny, it was a joke. Ha 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 ha, Tom and Christine. Now it's like...
What?
Nah.
It's getting to you, huh?
You know what is the worst thing is that I really thought I hated all this. I really did. Now I see it slipping out of my fingers. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'll be better. I'll try harder. I'm going to try harder.
You know what's going to happen?
I'm going to try harder. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a board. I'm going to do music cues. I'm going to have sound effects. We're going to fucking beat them at this, okay? This is our fucking territory.
Let me tell you
okay,
what.
Okay, we carved this out. We were, you know, among the first of the fucking second wave of podcasters.
Can I tell you something else? When we're going to lose on Twitter, like that girl Christy and the guy Bob that writes to us all the time.
Yeah, because we're mean to them. We're going to start being nicer.
They're going to go over. And
yeah,
be
no,
team,
I know. I know. Just
Tom.
The fact that we've talked about them. People are like, yeah, why are we listening to this shit?
Let's go to their team. They're going to turn into
like
team
before
Tom.
They were like, well, there's no other couple to listen to. We got it. Now they know there's another couple. See you later. Sayonara.
Goodbye to Christy. Goodbye to Bob or whatever that guy. Yeah, Bob, right? Even the 13-year-old won't listen to us anymore.
13-year-old has been done for a while because you were mean.
I wasn't mean.
To a 13-year-old.
I wasn't mean. Who else is going to leave us?
You weren't mean?
No. Who else is going to leave us? I won them $5. Who else is going to leave us?
Brian Johnson.
Yeah,
history.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gone.
Brian.
See you later.
The blonde guy, Christy, I said her. Who else?
There's
who else?
A ton of them. I just can't remember. I could look at right now.
They're already leaving. They're dropping. Our numbers are dropping on Twitter already.
Oh, my God.
And our this podcast isn't even out yet.
I'm down to 10 followers.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness. We are in fucking trouble.
Okay, so let's think about the topics that we can do every
week. You know what I...
2 days left to my period. I just looked on Period Tracker.
Wait, you are on your period now?
No, 2 days left until I get my period.
Oh.
That's going to be one of the topics. Let's figure out what Bonnie's cycle is, where she's at. Can we tell her moods? You know, I get a little more depressed around this time. People that are better than us.
I read the best thing on Facebook. I mean, everybody, all...
Oh, was it something Tom Segura wrote? Let me guess. Christine said it. Change your fucking names. How about that? Change your fucking names. McFarlane, Voss, easy.
You like that, don't you?
My wife hates me. We get it. You know, my mom's house? Huh? What? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing?
You're breaking up a marriage.
You are fucking ruining our lives. First it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. But now that I see the reality of it, go fuck yourselves. Hey, guess what, Tom? Your wife is cheating on you. I have it on good authority.
On good authority?
Yeah.
You're going to say camera.
You know what good authority I have it on? Her looks. There's no fucking way. She's only fucking you, pal. All right. So have fun on the road. Enjoy that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're really taking this hard.
Yeah.
You're taking
I'm fighting back, Rich. I'm fighting for my family. Okay.
You're taking it hard. You know, I think
she's probably not even Canadian. She probably fucking wrote that on her own Wikipedia page.
Why?
Yeah. Because I'm Canadian. Because the only they're using us as their map. They don't know how to be without us, okay? They look at what we do and they say, you know what, the only thing they're doing wrong? They're assholes. And we're going to be nice. We're going to be the nice version of that.
But wait, do you think his special was on Netflix before our movie?
Yes, it was.
How do you know?
I watched it.
You watched his special?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, however long ago it was.
Why do you watch his special?
I watch people's specials. I like to see what's going on.
How do you do?
He's great. Ugh!
I wonder how long he's been doing comedy.
I don't know, probably like 4 years. they probably just started.
You know he's got to be good when his CD is left in the gift bag in Montreal last year. His was one of the CDs. It was him, Morgan Murphy, and Dennis Miller's CD in the gift bag. You know, because that's what comics want in a gift bag, is other comics' CDs.
No resentment there.
Oh, yeah, really. That's something we're all excited about.
Really garnered a lot of goodwill with that.
Why didn't they just leave some headshots, too, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he does this. You know what I do with my fans? If they, like, if I'm at a club and I do, and I run out of CDs, and, like, one or two will come up to me, right, you know, as I'm... oh, you're out. I go, you know what? Email me. I'll send you a free CD.
Well, now people are going to just stand around waiting till you run out and then run over. Hey, huh? Then you got another box underneath. Yes, I do. Yep. And there you go.
I sent out 4 free CDs this week. Do you think Tom does that? Does Tom send out 4 free CDs?
No, he probably has people to do it for him. They probably have like a fucking, they probably have assistants and housekeepers, and they probably live in a huge mansion, drive Rolls.
A string of Peloponnes. That's all right.
A string of what?
Peloponnes.
What's that?
If you don't know what that's from, a string of Peloponnes.
I don't know.
All right. Well, people will tweet you.
No, can you just
tweet
tell me?
Bonnie what's a string of Peloponnes from?
What is
it? It's a string of Peloponnes. They'll tweet you.
Nobody's going to tweet us. Nobody's listening anymore.
Well, Tom
you understand?
Will. Tom
right
will
now,
tweet
they're listening
you.
To the opening fucking musical bars of "It's at My Mom's House." It's Tom and Christina. It's the best husband and wife comedy duo since Hit Stiller and Mir. They won't even mention us. We won't even be in there. Like, it's like, you've heard of Rich and Bonnie, now hear Tom and Christina. No, they won't even.
How's our opening song gonna go?
Welcome to my mom's house. It's Tom and Christina.
Now, how's her closing when they say goodbye? What do?
It's time to say goodbye. We've had a real good time. I'm Tom. I'm Christina. See you next, Weena.
Oh, man.
Every Thursday at noon, it goes up on the dot. That's probably like the other thing. They probably do it. It's like super consistent. Fuck them. You know what? You can be great all you want. Go ahead. You know, but some people like shitty stuff. Okay. Some people like to see the cracks.
Some people like broken, right?
Yeah, right?
Makes them feel better about their lives. You know what? Here's the difference. People, when they listen to those guys, don't feel as good about their lives. They're going, how can we be them? How can we be Tom and Christina? That's what people are listening. But when they listen to us, they go, see, things aren't that bad for us. Look at them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, their lives are literally falling apart.
Yeah. Look at them. So we give hope where we don't take away hope. We give hope. All right. It's better to give than to take. And we give hope. Remember that, Bonnie. Does that make sense?
Oh, my God.
What?
Hope is what pushes a little birdie out of the nest. Hope.
Sing one of
hope is what lets a butterfly come out of the cocoon.
Sing one of our...
And hope is what Rich and Bonnie give on their podcast.
Sing one of our Tom and Christina's...
It's time for the news. It's time for the news. Christina loves the news.
Sing one of her holiday podcasts.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Why?
What?
Why are we laughing at that one? It wasn't even close to being
good. I liked it, but you're...
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Tom and Christina would love to have you over. I'm also playing the piano, so it's hard.
On the table, yeah.
On the table. Tom and Christina would love to have you over for a little bit of turkey and a little bit of clover. I don't know.
We get the point, though.
Yeah.
They would invite... I bet they invite guests to their house.
I bet she's a fucking vegetarian.
Huh?
Oh, did you hear I was a vegetarian, Christina? So you decided to be a fucking vegetarian?
He's probably got...
She's like, I started doing CrossFit. Oh, did you? Did you?
He's probably got 30 years sober. One more year than me. He's got 30 fucking years sober. 11 years off of cigarettes.
Oh, Jesus.
He's fucking...
No, I've never eaten red meat. Ever.
Ever. He's fucking... Oh, God. He's probably got the fucking... I got.
He does 301 sit-ups every day.
I do 5. He's got.
You do 500 every day.
Not every other day. Yesterday, I did 1,000.
Why?
Because I couldn't work out my chest or anything because I pulled a muscle.
That is
so. I did 1,000
ridiculous
crunches.
Can
and
you
I did,
stop taking off your shirt in
Open Anthony?
Open Anthony.
I did it,
Jimmy.
I did it because there was a reason.
Oh yeah, yeah. You wanted to show off your fucking bod.
No, they wanted.
You're
to see.
80 years old. Okay. No, whatever you are. You look good for your age. You really do. But you know what would also look good?
What?
A little bit of shame. Get yourself a shame shirt. Fucking wear it.
I want to hear some more songs.
They probably have like intros to every one of their topics.
Pretend they're having
hot topics, hot topics, hot topics. Here we go. Hot topics, hot topics. You never know what Tom is going to say. Christina's going to retort.
Like, do one of their fights. What would their fights be like? Like if they had a fight.
Okay. Tom, why would you? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't know what I was thinking.
That's their fight. That's their big fight. That's their biggest fight they would ever have.
Yeah, and they probably have musical stings to it. I'm sorry, honey.
I think you're upset about them.
I started off this podcast saying we should quit, and now I'm in it. I want to fucking do this, and I want to do it right.
I can't wait till we play them in tennis.
Play them in tennis. I want it recorded so people know how ridiculous we look when we win. Okay.
Well, listen, anyhow, this Friday and Saturday, I will be taping an hour special.
I'm going to write a bunch of shit for the next podcast, just so you know. And I'm going to have some musical stuff. Okay, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah?
This is it. The radio show. Guys,
we're going to win.
It's going fucking epic up in this shit.
Who are we
going to
win? Who are we going to win back first? Who are we going to win back first?
What do you mean?
To get back on our side. Once we get Rogan back.
Rogan. That,
that's what we got to do,
we gotta
right?
Get Rogan back.
We got to get Rogan back on our side.
I'm going to get a little tattoo that says "Win Rogan back," and I will never forget it.
Yes. I'm going to start taking MMA.
Do you know that if Tom and or Christina turned up dead, we would be in jail in like an army, and this podcast would be played relentlessly on TMZ.
Finally.
And we would be famous.
Okay.
We could still do a podcast. Has anyone done a podcast from jail?
I don't think so. I don't know. But if we do... If we do it, I'm sure somebody's
you'd have to
come.
Get a sex change in order to get into the girls' prison so that we could do it together.
That's no problem. All right. This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Stress Factory taping 1 hour special. This Friday and Saturday. Saturday's probably almost sold out. Get your tickets. I'm going to tape an hour. I'm going to tape all four shows. I'll probably only use two. But what the hell? I got the cameras there. I might as well tape them.
And guess what, Christina and Tom? Your mom.
What do you have? Where are you at this weekend?
I don't know. Oh, I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
you're
directing your special.
Oh, you're right. Well, anyhow, folks, thanks for all the good memories that we had together.
If we go back and look at that Netflix and it's like she's directed his special, can you believe it?
Thanks for all the good memories. We'll hopefully see you next week if you're not listening to the old Tom and Christina podcast.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.